You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On to the next piece, one potential solution that lies, potential solution for asthma lies in digital technologies that can reduce the risks associated with not taking medication as prescribed. These technologies include text messages, reminders, web-based apps, interactive voice response systems, and smart inhalers as well. Now, I spoke to Amy Chan, a senior critical research fellow from the University of Auckland, on the matter, and I started off by asking her about how modern medical science has made remarkable progress in the treatment of asthma. Here she is now.
Yeah, this is something that's very surprising because I think you and I know we've got digital tech all around us, and smartphones are so common these days, as are things like Fitbits and smartwatches are increasingly common. So we sought to answer, you know, with the increasing investment into digital technologies, does it actually make a difference in terms of asthma care and outcomes? So we said over 40 different studies with over 15,000 people all together to see if it actually makes a difference on asthma outcomes, and found that it certainly does. It certainly helps people with their medication taking as well as improving their asthma control and potentially halving people's risk of asthma attack. Even though it may seem very logical for some people, the proof is in the pudding, right, in the numbers. And by pulling everything together, we were able to see that it does indeed work.
Because this digital tech is quite innovative, is it because of people's busy schedules and them, you know, maybe not being able to take the medication straight away? Does it sort of address that more or less?
Yeah, I mean, asthma is quite an interesting health condition, because I think most people out there who are listening with asthma will know that often...
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
It can get really bad and really quickly. And the thing is, when people's asthma flare up, that's when they remember to take their medication, but that's often too late, because the key to keeping asthma at bay is being able to take your medication regularly every day. But often when people feel well, you know, especially during the summer months, they don't have any symptoms, they don't recall having asthma or remember having asthma, then often they do miss medication doses, and then that's when the asthma flares up. Because there's often a time delay between missing doses and then getting an asthma flare-up, often people don't associate their asthma control with their medication. What these digital technologies can help is track medication taking and give, for example, real-time reminders and feedback. So what these studies found was that if you use, for example, if you're on a text message reminder or a cell phone reminder, or on things like smart inhalers, which are actually reminders that actually attach to your medication and can track your dosing, it gives you live feedback, and people have found it really helpful in terms of remembering any doses that they have missed, and as a result, their asthma has improved significantly and it keeps people out of hospital. But the digital tech is not limited to just things like text messages and reminders. The things we looked at included things like web apps, internet-based systems, as well as things what are like interactive phone response. So you might get a reminder phone call, and someone asks you whether you've taken your medication or not, and you can interact with it like an automated response when you call like an 0800 number. So there's some of those interactive medication management systems out there as well. So we found, broadly speaking, digital tech as a group does seem to impact asthma no matter which way you use it.
This is quite significant, especially to New Zealand, being one of those countries that has the highest rates of asthma, with 1 in 7 and 1 in 8 adults diagnosed.
New Zealand has one of the highest rates of asthma in the world, actually, just on par with UK and Australia. And importantly, we have huge ethnic disparities as well, huge ethnic differences in terms of outcomes. We know that Māori and Pacific are 2 to 3 times more likely to be hospitalised with asthma, which makes it even more important that we find strategies to keep people out of hospital and keep people well. So these digital technologies, because they are so easily available nowadays, and you know everyone does have access to like a smartphone, it means there is realistically a lot of opportunity for people to use digital tech in their daily lives to improve their asthma control and keep themselves out of hospital. Now, the thing we don't really know is exactly, you know, which classes of digital tech and how to use it in the best way possible. Our research found that things like smart inhalers and text message reminders seem to be better than other types of technology. But at the moment, our next step now is to find out exactly what kind of technologies and how we can use it to improve people's asthma control. And that's currently the subject of some research funded by the government, by the Health Research Council, and by Auckland Medical Research Foundation as well.
Yeah, could you tell me a bit about smart inhalers? How do they work and how do they differentiate between, I guess, from traditional inhalers that we've seen in the past? I am reading here that the usual inhalers do work well on immediate symptoms. Would this still be the case with these smart inhalers, or would they work a bit differently and be a bit more efficient in addressing other problems to do with asthma?
Yeah, so the medication itself hasn't changed. So the inhalers that everyone has for their asthma is still the same in terms of the medication. It's basically an electronic device, like a clip-on device, that attaches to people's existing medication, and it provides like a real-time reminder. And what it does is it can track when the last medication dose was taken. And if a person has missed a dose, they then get an alert that can go onto their phone. And by tracking the medication doses, they were able to see it live as well on their own phone app, usually. So these smart inhalers are part of a whole suite of smart technologies. There's new up-and-coming ones, including things like smart peak flow meters, I know, are around, as well as smart inhalers and smart watches. They all basically do the same thing. They can track medication taking, they can track people's asthma symptoms, and with smart peak flows, they can track peak flow readings, and they can sync again to the phone so people can see live what their peak flow readings are and link it with their asthma control status. So in terms of, like I said, delivery, no difference with smart inhalers, but it's just a different way to help manage everyday medication taking and make it easier for everyone to remember their doses.
Overall, is this something quite progressive in terms of asthma-related medication?
Yes, no, definitely. So this whole suite of smart technologies is up and coming. It has been around for 30-plus years, and the research is coming through showing that it makes a real difference. So it just seems like very progressive, I think, because a lot of people aren't familiar with it and it's not easily available at the moment. But I think the research tells us that smart technologies can make a big difference to asthma control. And so what we're looking at now, I guess, is doing the clinical trial in New Zealand to show whether these technologies can work and how they best work in practice. Because what I'd like to see really in the next 5 to 10 years is to see these digital technologies as become part of everyday asthma care, because the numbers show it does make a significant difference. So for listeners, I think it's hope for people with asthma. They'd be able to one day pick up their phone, use their inhalers, and they'd get a score, perhaps an alert showing this is how your asthma is doing, or almost like a crystal ball, they're able to see, you know, this is what might happen in the next couple of days, and this is what you can do to keep yourself well and out of hospital.
That was Amy Chan from the University of Auckland speaking about how digital tech can be used to help with asthma medication.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.